Tell me from the very beginning of the story what happened.
I was walking through the yard. I looked at the truck because a human got out of it. And then what popped up disappeared there. A guy with yellow eyes and a hat and a cigar. And then I had to run back really fast. I could not stand that.
But he saw you?
Yeah. He was staring at me.
Did he say any words?
No, he just looked at me with that mad face.
And he was sitting in that blue truck. Weird. Okay, so what about the one on the steps? When did you see that one?
I went up to the steps when you were about to leave, and then you went down the stairs, you accidentally knocked it down, and then it flew away.
Tell me when you saw it. What did you see?
You missed it because you knocked it down. If you came another way, you would have got to see it.
Oh. Well, tell me what you saw then so I can picture it in my head so I'll know what you saw.
Okay. Have you ever... Well, I'm asking you. Do you know this guy? He has brown hair. And red shirt. Blue jeans. His head is shaped kind of like mine, square and then down and then kind of down here and then kind of like a circular shape on his chin.
It doesn't sound like anybody I know.
And legs, they look very muscular. And
how old was he?
About Dad's age. And
what color was his hair? Again.
His hair is brown and his skin was blue. Do you think you know anybody like that?
It doesn't sound like anybody.
Who died?
Did he know? What was he doing on the steps?
Sitting there with his eyes like this, crying.
He was crying?
Yeah, he was sitting like this.
Did he say anything to you?
No.
Did he?
If I wasn't as frightened as I would have said something.
You know what? You don't have to be frightened. You can ask him questions if you want to. I mean, if you feel too scared, like the angry guy in the truck, mm-hmm. and you feel like you need to run away, that's okay too. But the one that was sad on the porch, if you think maybe you could help him. Or you can ask him why he's sad.
He might not respond.
Well, he might not.
And other people might think I'm just joking.
You know what? A lot of people at Carrie's house understand, and they wouldn't think you're joking because they understand that you're special. But did the guy on the steps see you?
Nope, his eyes were covered. He almost took you. And his hands off his eyes and stopped crying, but I ran away too fast.
Yeah. And you said when I came down the stairs, I ran into him?
Yeah, and then he flew away.